Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here once again for Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth. Speaking to you from the Gashouse Creek in Harwich with a very timely message, because in just a few hours at 6 o'clock this afternoon, myself and many other members of the local community and of Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth will be here holding a candlelight vigil, and we're giving you this message to invite you and anybody who happens to be with you to come along and join us for this vigil. So at 6 o'clock, when the sun is setting, there'll be a beautiful vista. We will be standing with posters and candles holding a vigil for members of Greenpeace who are currently in jail in Russia on piracy charges. We are standing in solidarity with members of Greenpeace who were protesting the drilling operations of the drilling operations, especially in the Arctic. These peaceful climate campaigners were arrested while on their ship, the Arctic Sunrise. Really, it's a terrible state of affair when peaceful campaigners protecting for something as important as climate change are arrested at gunpoint by masked intruders, but that is the state we find ourselves in at the moment. So many, many people around the world are sort of outraged by this, quite rightly. And if you go on things like social media and look up the hashtag #FreeTheArctic30, then you will just see how much support and solidarity there is for these people. And Friends of the Earth is standing with Greenpeace on this. You know, many people have asked me and others over the years why there are so many different campaigning groups. Well, we all care about the same thing. We're all fighting for the same goal, which is a sustainable future, but we just go about it in different ways. And when we see injustices on our colleagues and our friends in other groups, then that hits us just as hard as if it was on our own. So we are standing, as I say, in solidarity with Greenpeace. So just to give you a bit more information about what we're doing, as I say, I'm here at the lay-by opposite Albemarle Street on the junction of the A120. We're going to be here for about 45 minutes maximum, just to sort of show our support for the peaceful Greenpeace campaigners who were bravely raising the issue of oil exploitation in the Arctic by the Russians. Basically, we're going to be outside the Gashouse Creek. Like I say, it's a beautiful vista, and I suppose being surrounded by an attractive scene does make you realise what it is we're trying to do, which is really to protect our natural environment and to maintain our way of life, which is threatened by the ever-increasing ominous threat of climate change. So be sure to be here at 6 o'clock this afternoon. Don't forget to use the hashtag #FreeTheArctic30, or follow us on Twitter, where we are at Harwich FOE. Or you can follow myself at Adam Roxby. I'll be giving you sort of details closer to the time, just to sort of see how many of you will be here joining us for this vigil to free the Arctic 30. So if you have time, be sure to visit our website over at harwichfoe.co.uk, and I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible here this afternoon. Thank you. Bye bye.